You're listening to SBS News.
Adam Brooke knows better than most the risks of skin cancer. On his mother's insistence, the fitness trainer from Tamworth in the north of New South Wales went to get a mole checked. What the check found was stage 3 melanoma, the most serious type of skin cancer. Mr. Brooke can now literally trace the toll of treatment for that melanoma around his body. But he says the detection of his melanoma has been the difference between life and death.
They've cut me down my head, down my neck, and then just to my collarbone here, and then it'll come back in along my collarbone. So purely out of luck, as I said, went to get that mole cut out, and it has saved my life.
There are others like Mr. Brooke, and the Cancer Council says there are plenty more at risk as summer approaches. At the launch of National Skin Cancer Action Week, the Peak Cancer Body is targeting its message at young people after the results of its latest National Sun Protection Survey of nearly 900 teenagers. The chair of the Health Committee of the Cancer Council, Anita Desai, says the survey shows there is plenty of risky behaviour from teenagers when it comes to the sun and their health.
Alarmingly, what the results today are showing is that we have 1 in 4 teenagers reporting that they're getting sunburned on summer weekends.
We know that National Skin Cancer Awareness campaigns work.
The message of National Skin Cancer Action Week this year is Own Your Tone. It encourages young people to take responsibility for their own behaviour when it comes to the risk factors for skin cancer. Professor David Francis is president of the Australasian College of Dermatologists. He says skin cancer is not just a health problem, but an economic one.
There's a massive skin cancer burden in Australia. 1 in 3 people have a skin cancer by the time they're 50, and 2 in 3 by the time they're 70. So we're asking the teenagers, and in fact all Australians, to help us reduce this massive burden of skin cancer costing about $1 billion a year.
More than 2,000 people die from skin cancer each year. The Cancer Council and the Australasian College of Dermatologists are using the current campaign to target young people and reinforce the importance of early skin cancer detection. The essential message centres on the 5 main forms of sun protection. It is expressed by the slogan Slip, Slop, Slap, Seek, Slide. This encourages people in the sun in summer to slip on a shirt, slop on some sunscreen, slap on a hat, seek some shade, and slide on sunglasses to lower their risk of sunburn and skin cancer. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.